Blog Talk Radio.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day is smiling, the next day is fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of thinking like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, cause you never imagined, how could this be God? This cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
This is what he told me.
Live through it.
He said, James,
grow through it.
You will
get through it.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just pray through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
Live through it.
Hallelujah. It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just let you down.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows. Everyone who will leave you is led away. Don't let them stay.
They didn't deserve you.
Didn't see it coming. And now you feel broken. How could this be God?
This can't be God.
It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
God is saying.
Good evening. This is Sheila Coley. I'm standing in for Mary Hollis of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. It is Tuesday, November the 8th, 2016. It's Election Day, and we want to welcome you to Blog Talk Radio, our weekly talk show for the next chapter. And I want to begin by just asking you, did you vote today? It's Election Day. Some of you may have done early voting. I actually worked the polls today from 6 o'clock to about 8 o'clock this evening, and that's actually where Mary is now. That's why I'm standing in for her. She's working the polls, and we're certainly grateful for the opportunity to be able to vote, and we hope that you voted for the candidate of your choice. On this evening, we want to have some words with you that is going to be so very exciting. We are ready to release our book. It's called A Widow's Touch. And it's being authored by Mary and over 25 of our widows. And I'm so excited about that. I'm going to spend the next few minutes just sharing with you some information from our book. It is called A Widow's Touch, True Stories of Encouragement and Healing. And we've been working on this book for over 2 years now. We have had lots of revisions. We have been working with the editors to make sure that it's just right. We've been working with the graphic artists to make sure that the cover is the right shade of purple and everything is just so wonderful. And so we want to invite you to our first book signing. It's this coming Sunday. That would be Sunday, November the 13th, and it's being held at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. I'm going to give you the address, and while I'm doing that, I want to encourage you to write that address down and come out and visit with us on this coming Sunday. So the address for the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church is 1879 Glenwood Avenue, Southeast. Again, that's 1879 Glenwood Avenue Southeast, and that's in Atlanta, Georgia. And so those of you who are available this Sunday, November 13th, we will be there for both services. The first service will conclude after the 7:15 service, and then also after the 10:30 service. We'll be there signing books. We'll be there talking about our books. And then we have a reception after that, too. So if you're over there that way in the Atlanta area, we invite you to come on out, check out our books. We want to also encourage you to visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/thenextchapter. And you'll be able to see what our cover looks like. And you'll be able to also get information on all of our events as well as any of our other book signing events that we have coming up. But I want to just kind of give you a little headway into my book. And actually, I have a copy of it in my hand now. And it's just feel good to the touch. When I think about all of the work that has gone into it, I just get so excited because you all have worked very hard in putting this book together. You've had to tell stories about your loss, about your husband and what it's been like since he has passed away. But the exciting thing about each one of the stories in that book, because it is a book on encouragement and healing, it not just talks about, you know, the tears or the sorrows, the disappointment, the heartaches, and the loneliness. It also talks about triumph, talks about victorious. It talks about the relationship that you have developed with God over the through all those difficulties, as well as how the next chapter has helped widows get through that very, very difficult phase of their life. So I'm actually looking in the table of contents, and I'm just seeing some names of these writers and contributors to our book, and I just want to share some of them with you. We have, of course, Mary Hollis, who is the director of Ruth. She shares her story really in depth with you, and so it would be just such a blessing to be able to read her story. And then we have stories from Benny Franklin and Bernice Scott. We have stories from Dwindle Suggs and Shirley McPherson, Vera McKenzie. These are real people, people that you'll be able to talk to, people that you'll be able to connect with. We have a story from Ollie Penn. We have a story from Florence Bonaparte. We have a story from Martha Jefferson. And what's interesting about two of our writers, Martha Jefferson, as well as trying to think of the Miss Ann Morris, is they have deceased. They have passed away. But before they left here, they actually completed their story. So we're still honoring them in our book because they took the time to write their stories. We also want to recognize Tracy Covington, and we also have Vanessa Wingo. Something very special about Vanessa is Vanessa has remarried. She actually remarried on New Year's Eve, but she still was a widow at the time she wrote the story, and we included that in our book here. We have a story about O.C. Davis, Patricia Brown, Rose Bone, Frieda Brown. We also have a story about Frances Baskin, Rosa Williams. So we just have so many women who have taken the time to sit down and pen a testimony. We also have a story about Tanya Boyd Hill, Deidre Adams, Helen Hurst. Maybe you know some of those people, Ava Turner. We have a story by Esther Woods, Margaret Jackson, Brenda Newsom. We just have so much that we want to share with you, and each one of these ladies have a different story to tell. So think about the people that you may know who have had a loss, who have had to bury their husbands, and this book may be just the perfect gift for them. The holidays are coming up. You may want to purchase a book, several books, as Christmas present, and share it with those special women in your life that have lost their husband. And one of the things that's so exciting about this book, too, is that I don't think there's another one out there anywhere just like it. I was perusing through Amazon, and I actually went through some bookstores, and I went online and just searched for widow's books, and there's lots of books on bereavement. There's books on widows. There's books written by a widow, but there is nothing I've seen there that's written by so many widows as what we have in A Widow's Touch, which makes this just a such a special gift because everyone, no matter what widow reads this, will be able to identify with something in her personal life and in her own journey that one of the ladies in our story has written about. Our editor has gone through these stories many, many, many times. She's actually grown to know so many of our writers just through their stories. But what she has done is given these stories such wonderful names. And I'm just going to share some of the ones that I thought that were very, very good titles to have. One of them is entitled A Widow's Very First 6 Months. Because just think about it. What do you know about being a widow? You may have never been a widow before. The very first 6 months of being a widow can be so difficult, such a challenge, because there's so many things that have to be taken care of. The finances can be challenging, so many decisions that have to be made. So sometimes when you think about, well, what could I possibly want to learn about being a widow? Well, that particular story is going to help answer those questions. Also, there's a story titled Lord God Why. Well, the word why I think is one of the widow's most famous words, that most popular words. They're always asking, why, Lord, why? And so there was actually a story written by one of the widows who asked that very same question. Here's another one I'm sure that everybody will also enjoy, is Taking His Clothes Out of the Closet. Now, isn't that an absolutely wonderful title? Some people think, I have taken out his clothes out of his closet way too soon. Others will say, especially family members will tell you, when are you going to take those clothes out of the closet? And just think about it. Is there a rule as to when you should take the clothes out of the closet? No, there is no rule. So we have a widow that actually tells her story about when she took his clothes out of her closet. I have another one for you. It's called I Felt His Spirit in the Room. Now, some of you may think, oh, no, my husband has passed away. He's not here anymore. I watched them bury him. But we have a widow who says, but I felt his spirit in the room. If anybody out there can say, you know, my husband has been gone, but there was at least one time I felt his presence, then this story would be of particular interest to you. See what I mean? There's a story in here for everybody. Here's another one. It's called Love in Black and White. Well, the writer who did this story, she was married to a white man. She is African American. She was married to a white man. So she tells the story about her interracial marriage. Now, I think that's very unique as well, because there are so many things that we have to be challenged with when our husband passes. Some things require family participation from his side of the family. And so when there's an interracial marriage, there are maybe sometimes some things that makes it a little bit more difficult than usual. So that story you may find particularly interesting to you too. And as I'm sharing some information about these different stories, think about who you know that could benefit from some of this information here. And that's just one more person that you would be interested in getting a book for. Now, I have another title, too. This one was called I Couldn't Face the Real World. Now, some widows, they may seem to have a strong persona. They don't go down easily. They are super. They never really seem to cry. They always seem to have it together. But sometimes There are widows there that just can't seem to pull it together, can't quite seem to know what to do. Maybe that husband did everything for them, paid the bills, made sure everything was taken care of. And so when that type of husband passes, it's just so hard to face the real world. So if that's maybe your scenario or someone you know, you will want to pick up this book and make sure you turn to the page that says, I couldn't face the real world. Now, I have another one. On the very opposite end of that is called Courage and Wisdom. We have another one who said, you know what, I could face the real world. So she tells her story of strength. She tells her story of how she was able to courageously and bravely handle some situations, and she used wisdom in doing so. So once again, you see how we have a story for everyone. And these stories are so good because they are testimonies, and God says that we can win people over by our testimonies. And so when there is someone you know that has had to bury their husband, well, they have a story too. And what's so exciting about the widow's touches, there's going to be sequels. There's going to be follow-ups. There's going to be more books that's being written by widows just like you and the ones that you know. So I would like for you to get your pen and your paper out or your journal out or your typewriter out and start typing away and start telling your story, because it could be part of the next book that we have coming out. Now, check out this story. This story is called Mourn and Move On with an exclamation point behind it. Now, I thought that was pretty interesting because guess what? Sometimes folks just want you to just get over it. Just dry up those tears. Just figure it out. Life must go on. You can't wallow in that forever. He ain't here anymore. That might be some of the things that you've heard. And so you've had to just kind of pick it up and pull it together. And so we have a widow that tells her story about having to mourn and move on. Some widows have small children or young children, and they're not quite able to just cry and withdraw and take time off and feel that pain, because children still have to go to school. They still have to get that homework done. They may still have extracurricular activities. And they may themselves have grief to deal with, too. So sometimes as a widow, you have to just kind of pick it up and kind of move on and grieve along the way. So as you can see, you know, we just have so many things to share with us, to share with you in that book. Now, I'm not finished yet. We still, remember, we have over 25 stories here, and I've just shared just a few of those titles. I want to share just a few more with you. I have a story, too, here that I want to share with you, too, that I think you may enjoy. It's called My Traveling Buddy Is Gone. Now, I thought that was just a sweet title, because this particular widow, she used to go everywhere with her husband. They went on trips and vacations, and they did all kinds of things together. So she talks about what it's like to have to not have that person there anymore, to jump on the bus, jump on the plane, jump in the car and just take a ride and go somewhere. So she tells that story. Now, I'm going to share this one with you, too. This one is called My Name is Victory. And she tells her story because that's how she managed to get through her grief. She said her name was Victory, and she's going to overcome every obstacle, every challenge, every hurdle, every sleepless night, every lonely moment, every financial distressful situation, every repair that needed to be done that she didn't know who to call. She said her name was Victory. And so while we have many more stories, I just wanted to close out with that particular one. But just to show you that this book is just, it's going to be such a blessing to everyone who reads it. let's see how many pages it has. This has about 127 pages or so, 129 pages, maybe about 130 in there. And it's not the teeny weeny little writing, so it's nice size writing to make it easy for you to see. You just might need a little pair of glasses if you have some eyesight challenge, but this is a nice read. It's an easy read. And there is a story in there from Mary Hollis, our director. She tells her story. She also gives some great information about widows. There's a story in there from me, too. And the story that I wrote is entitled, What Am I Doing with Widows? Because I'm not a widow. So I get to write about how did I possibly get caught up with these wonderful women that are widows when I myself have never experienced the loss of a husband to death anyway. And so what we want you to do is just think about all of those people, but get a pen and start making a list of all of these people that you know that have lost their husbands. Now, let me tell you a little bit about more how you can gain a copy of this book. The book is available on Amazon.com. It's $15, and then you are more than willing to go to Amazon.com and purchase your book. Start purchasing a book a week. Wouldn't that be nice? Start a book club in your community, in your church, in your neighborhood. Find some women who are struggling with, you know, being without their husbands, and form a book club, form a support group, and use a widow's touch as a resource to talk about in your discussion group. Also, books are available actually from Mary or myself. Those of you who have our contact information, you can certainly give us a call or email us. Let me give you the email address. The email address to reach us at T as in Tom, N as in Nancy, T as in Charlie. It's the next chapter, Widows, TNCWidows@gmail.com. You can email us for a copy of the book, or you can actually give us a call. You can call us at, let me see if I have this number here. I think I do. I sure do. You can give us a call. Area code is 980-4-WIDOWS. Okay, so it's 980, the number 4, and WIDOWS, WIDOWS. That way you can remember the number in terms of how to reach us. So you can give us a call if you like to and leave us a message, and we'll call you back if we're not available at the time. Now, also in our book, we had our forward written by Pastor William Flippin. He is actually the pastor of the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, where we are doing our very first book signing. So we want to thank Reverend Flippin and the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church for all of that support, their encouragement, everything that they have done along the way to help us get this book actually printed. We have a Bible verse that we always use in everything that we do, and it's in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 3, and it says, honor widows that are widows indeed. And so that's what we want you to do. We want you to honor widows, and those of you who are listening tonight that are not widows, we want you to find a widow. It could be your mom, your sister, a best friend, a grandparent. Someone, we want you to find a widow, and we want you to just love on them, because that's in response to a commandment that I just read to you for you to honor them. Honor them with a copy of the next A Widow's Touch. Honor them with praying for them. Honor them by finding out what it is that you can do for them, especially within those first 3 years. Even though it's been 6 months or 9 months, that's not a long time for a widow. It could even have been a whole year. Did you know that a widow really needs to go through each season of the year at least 3 times to learn how to manage it just a little bit? They have to go through, let's talk about it. They have to go through 3 Valentine's Day. They have to go through 3 Christmases. They have to go through 3 Thanksgivings. They have to go through 3 New Year's. They have to go through 3 wedding anniversaries. They have to go through 3 birthdays of the widow that because he used to do something for her birthday. Then she had to go through about 3 of his birthdays. Then they have these special occasions and special things that they had done together. And so there are so many reminders of that special person that they have spent time with it. And in that book we talk about, you know, you that special person, you didn't even have to spend time with them for a long time. You could have been married for just a few months, a few years. We have a widow in our book that was married for only a very short period of time, for no more than about a year, and she lost her husband young, too, in her 30s. And so once again, we just want you to just get so excited and fired up and just come up with how many $15 can you get, can you give in order to have a book for all of these women that you know. Okay, well, that pretty much concludes story of talking about a widow's touch for this evening. I just wanted to kind of just put it out there that you will just get excited and show up on next Sunday. I'll be there. I'll be looking forward to seeing you and bring as many folks along as you can. Pre-order some books, have them delivered to you straight from Amazon. You can order them with us. We'll have them shipped to you at our book signing. We're going to have actually copies there. You come out to one of our book signings, we'll have some of our authors there. They'll be glad to sign a copy for you. And so we are just going to close tonight with just thanking God so much for a job well done. Sometimes I think about just how much work went into this, how many times it had to be edited, how many stories had to be written and rewritten and rewritten, the releases that we had to get, the approvals that we had to get, the working with the printers. And so this is a major feat that has been accomplished, and we could not have done it without Mary Hollis, who just has no end to being tired. She can just go and go and go. And so once again, we thank Mary. We thank our editor, Evertrue, who is just a sweetheart. She lives not even here in the Atlanta area with us. She lives up in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and she still makes her way down here when necessary for us to be able to take care of the things as we need to take care of. So we're going to conclude with an excerpt from the book that I want to read to you, and then we are going to have a song for you, and then I am going to wish you a good night. Hopefully, by the time we close, you can turn on your news and see who's ahead in our election campaign for 2016. Okay, this is what I want to read to you. This is a piece from The Widow's Touch. It's written by Flip, and it says, "A Widow's Touch is a must-read. This is by no means the next chapter's last book. Yes, widows will be blessed by this book, but also the body of Christ and anyone that has an open heart for the hurting. It is my honor to be Mary's, her children's, and precious grandchildren's pastor. I want to celebrate and applaud all of those who have worked with her throughout the years. The best is yet to come. Dr. William E. Flippin, senior pastor from the Ford, as well as he's the pastor of the Grady Pine Grove Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia. We thank you so very much. We wish you Godspeed. Have a good night and stay warm."
Live through it.
communicate, like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, cause you never imagined, how could this be God? It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
This is what he told me.
Clear through it.
He said, James,
grow through it.
You will
get through it.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just pray through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
Live through it.
Hallelujah. It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just let you down.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows. Everyone who will leave you, he said away. Don't let them stay.
They didn't deserve you.
Didn't see it coming. And now you feel broken. How could this be God?
This can't be God.
It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
God is saying,
live through it.
It's growing pains.
Grow through it.
Your family needs you to
get through it.
But here's the key.
You can make it if you just pray through it.
You gotta pray through
it.
God only allowed it because he knew you could survive it. So
yeah.